This is the When We Relate podcast with your host, Will Fleming.
This podcast is a place for regular folks like you and me to talk about life, music, entertainment, faith, sports, and everything in between. The purpose is simple: to show the world that the more we talk, the more we all see how much we actually relate in different ways.
Yes, yes. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the When We Relate podcast. I am your host, Mr. Will Inspire, Mr. Will Fleming. Hey, man, thank you guys for continuing to listen. If you know me, this is a bit of a brand new venture for myself. I say it all the time. The first two episodes, I said it repeatedly, but I'll say it again. The main reason why I created this show was really because, number one, I like to talk. I talk a lot. I got a lot of people that I speak to, rather it's in my family, rather it's within my inner circle, friends, or what have you, or if it's just at work. I just like to have conversations. And what I learned is that a lot of times these conversations are incredible, man. A lot of people don't actually get the chance to engage on these conversations. A lot of times it's outside of Twitter, outside of social media. And so the point I'm making is basically, man, I appreciate you guys just joining and being a listening ear and hearing my wild thoughts, hearing these wild conversations. And hopefully we'll have you on the show as well, whoever you are. So for today's episode, we're not going to have any guests. We're actually just going to go and I want to speak to you. Just want to speak to you really quick in regards to something that's pretty relevant to the times. COVID, of course, is happening, right? COVID, of course, is happening. And one thing that I noticed is that there's a lot of people right now in the tech community and just honestly, just in any job you have out there, there's a lot of people being furloughed and let go from their places of employment. And a lot of it is unexpected. A lot of it is because of COVID. COVID has, in a way, forced companies to either shut down for an extended period of time and are completely shut down completely due to just some of the infrastructure changes and changes in the economy that we honestly just can't control at this time. So it's been a lot of people, man, that's been working at jobs for a long time. That's, again, been let go. And one thing that I just want to say, and just a quick reminder, is that for anyone out there that was let go from their place of employment, please, please, please understand you are still destined to be great. And I know that may sound cliche, it may sound cool, may sound inspirational to say at this time, but it's true, man. It is absolutely true. I can relate 100% to how that feeling feels. About 2 years ago, actually, just a few months after I had my first daughter, little Miss Mackenzie, I was let go from my place of employment extremely randomly. And when I say extremely randomly, it was literally like came in, was, you know, any regular old day. But I kind of felt in my spirit just a little bit that something wasn't right. And unfortunately, the company was laying off certain individuals. And turns out the company actually shut down completely shortly after I left the company. So maybe about, I believe, like a month later. I can be wrong. But anywho, the feeling was unexpected, regardless of how it happened, when it happened. It was extremely unexpected. And I remember, so I used to take the train down to downtown LA, right there on 7th Street. And I remember, man, when I was getting back on the train, it was midday, so I never took the train back that early. So it wasn't that many people on the train. I'm used to a lot of people being on a train. And I just remember calling my mom, calling my wife, of course, and telling them what's happening and what happened or whatever. And I was on the train just feeling a sense of like, what's next? That's the best way I can put it. I was feeling a sense of like, man, what is next for me? And I didn't know. I had no idea. I was working. It was my first tech job. And you guys will hear me talk about this more and more as we bring more people on the show. But it was my first tech job. I moved up in the company pretty quickly. I was employee like number six or something wild like that. And so I saw that company grow to what it was when I left. And in a way, I felt like I was leaving something that I helped create and something I didn't really want to leave at the time, to be honest. Not only because I was a new father and head of my household, but also because, you know, it was something that I truly did put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into. So being let go, man, was again, just like a extremely like, gut wrenching or whatever the saying is when something happens. It felt like Mike Tyson hit me in the stomach. That's the best way I can put it, best metaphor I can put on it. And it was just an extremely sad day. But one thing that I quickly realized was that I have two options. I can either sit in this feeling of feeling depressed and feeling down and feeling like, why me? Or I can literally get up, right, shake it off, and get back to it. And what get back to it looked like for me was get back out there and get to the place where you're actually destined to be, wherever that was, whatever that next stop was. And that's a scary place, man. Like, it's easy to say because, again, it's easy to say that when you got a job, when you got checks coming in, but I was literally a new father. You hear what I'm saying? New father. I had all the same bills every regular person have. But living in California, you know how much rent costs, so it wasn't cheap. But it was a feeling of, do I just go get a quick job just to get some money coming in? Or should I go and get a job that I really want to work, something that I really want to do, something I'm interested in doing, and just kind of, you know, pray to God that he'll take care of me. So for me, it was kind of a mix. I actually started applying to different places that I didn't want to work at. I just knew I can do that type of work. But I didn't really want, if I had an option, let's put it like that. If I had an option, I wouldn't have chose those places, that I was applying to. So I was applying to these places. I was getting callbacks. I was getting interviews, right? And I actually end up interviewing for a place that I knew was paying a lot less than what I was being paid before, but I still took the job. Well, I originally was going to take the job, but something told me, God told me, he was like, listen, you do this and it's just going to delay your process even more. And I was like, delay my process even more or get this check that is going to pay this rent that's due in the next few days. So something extremely interesting happened. Super interesting. I went to the interview, applied for the job, applied for the job, went to the interview, was quickly told that they wanted to bring me on. But it was another job that I was eyeing. It was another tech job that I was eyeing that I really wanted to get into. It was not a newer company, but sort of new. I believe they were about 3 years old at the time when I applied, but they were getting some steam in the tech industry. And tech is ultimately something that really, really motivates me, or I guess I can say something I'm completely interested in. Just the entire environment in itself is just incredible. If you've never worked at a startup, you should try it. Like, I'm just going to say that. It's legit one of the coolest things to do, and it'll completely change your outlook of what a job, quote unquote, looks like completely. So anywho, the job that I did get, or the job that I was accepted to, was not a tech company, was not a startup. But again, I wanted to go to the startup. Long story short, I end up getting a call back from the actual job that I wanted to go to. I got an interview, did like three interviews, and the rest is history. I'm actually, today marks 2 years at that company, which is an incredible milestone, to say the least. If you know tech we're in the tech world, it's kind of like dog years in a way. So 1 week feels like 1 year. So if you think of 2 years, it feels like 10 years in a sense. But nonetheless, I say all that to say what I'm trying to get at is this. Again, going back to anyone that's in that situation right now, I just want to let you know, look, your story does not end here. It really is just getting started, really. I know it sounds cliche, but it's really just getting started. We can often spend a good chunk of our time in one place, like our jobs, right? And it starts to feel like that place defines us in a way, but I'm here to tell you that is far from the truth. I don't care if you were working at Jiffy Lube for 20 years and you were the first one there, the last one to leave for 20 years straight. It paid all your bills. Look, man, Jiffy Lube does not define you, all right? Jiffy Lube was just the start of this incredible journey that you're heading on or that you're on at the moment. So I challenge you, before you go and apply to another place that's just going to suck out another few years out of you and you're just trying to get something that, you know, pays the bills really quick, I challenge you to also take a look at the job market and see which jobs you really want to work at. One thing that I did was I made like a mental note of different things that I wanted in a company. And it may have been small, but it was important for me to make sure that if I was going to get accepted to the job I want, right, let it be something that I actually wanted to or that I actually can see myself working at for a few years. Now, I'm an entrepreneur at heart. So that was a big thing for me. I wanted to make sure that anywhere that I worked, that it wasn't going to strip me of that entrepreneur-like mindset. And I can truly say that the place I'm working at encourages that 100%. So if you're out there and you think that there's no jobs out there that does not want you to think in that way, you're absolutely wrong. I'm here to tell you that there are companies out there that encourages that. And I can also say on that same note, those companies that encourage that are typically the ones that are extremely successful, because you have a lot of people that are working there, not just for the paycheck, but because they enjoy what they're doing and they want to be a part of something bigger than themselves. So yeah, write you a list, right? See what exactly you like to do. See what you want from a company and just start applying to those jobs. Now, if you're in a situation like I was as well, where maybe you are the head of your household, maybe you're staying by yourself and you don't want to go live back with moms or whatever the case may be, and you need some quick money, there are other things out there that you can do to get some quick money, right? And we're actually going to do a whole episode on different ways that you can start different businesses or have different passive income passive income coming in. We'll go through all that, but yeah, what I'm saying, right, is just really, 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 really take a second, you know, feel down for a second, if that makes you feel better for just a moment, but you got to get out of it. You got to get right back into it, because there is somewhere out there that needs someone like you. I'm telling you, there are so many companies out there that are incredible. Sometimes the view of working a job isn't sexy, if you want to use that word. But there are jobs out there that will get you to where you want to go. So of course, right, the real goal is to know what you want to do in life. So if you want to go start that hair company, or you want to go be an entrepreneur for the rest of your life and sell houses, whatever it may be, make sure you work a job that allows you to have that time to still put into those things, more extra credit for that job. Have a job that encourages you to reach those different goals. My job literally tells me what is it that you're working towards, and I can tell them everything that I'm working towards, like this podcast, for example, right? it completely encourages me to just continue to strive for where I ultimately want to be. And my goal is to be a owner of a huge company where I'm paying out employees, and I want to own multiple companies. That's always been my vision. And I'm in the process of that, right? So during this time, just really, really take advantage of this downtime that you have. A lot of people may have not even had this much downtime ever in their life. So look at this as a blessing in disguise, right? And just know that the best is yet to come. So I'll close with this. Before you were even old enough to get a job, there was a passion placed inside of you that may have started to go away the older you got. And if you listen closely, right, before you were even able to get a job, there was a passion already inside of you, that you, something that you love to do, something that you absolutely still love to do. When you think about it, you still love to do it. But the older you got, right, the more bills just started coming on, and the more you felt like society was telling you, you have to get a job just to get by. Okay. Please, 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 please. You're doing the world, you're cheating the world in a way if you don't go out there and do what you're really, really, really called to do, and what you're really called to do, and what you really love to do. There are a lot of people that don't want to do the things that you want to do. And even if they were, it was placed inside of you for a reason. I know someone that absolutely loves to be a trash man. And I know it sounds weird, but there's people out there that absolutely love to be a trash man. Now, if that trash man went and applied to McDonald's because he knew he can flip burgers as well, he's not doing the world the service that he was put on this world to do, if that makes sense. He is more effective, he can be more used in a place where he loves to be. So that's all I'm saying is, please think about what you really love to do. Think about what you really want to do. Go out there, find that job, find that next opportunity. And I'm rooting for you, man. If you're listening to this and you were furloughed or let go from your job, I want to know about it. I want to know about your progress. I want to know which jobs you're out there looking for. If you're in the California area, I might even be able to refer you to refer you to a few places. And we're in this together, man. We're family. No matter how the world wants to separate all of us, we are family. That's just how I live. That's just how my faith raised me to be. And I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you. So I think that's it, because I can talk for a long time. It's a little weird talking to myself, but I know I'm not talking to myself because you listening with me. So I just want to say thank you for joining me on this quick episode. Again, remember, you are still meant for greatness. You got big things on the way. I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you. You got this, family. This is When We Relate. I am your host, Will Inspire. Take care. Hey, 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 thank you for listening to the show. I honestly, truly, truly, truly do appreciate you taking the time out to listen to my thoughts, listen to these conversations. And honestly, without you guys, without you actually taking the time out to listen, this show would be nothing. Truly, it would be just me talking to myself. So I got a huge favor that I want to ask you. I know we're just now getting to know each other, even if we knew each other for a while. Act like we're just not going to know each other. Here's the thing. In order for this show to reach the goals that we honestly want it to reach, like, I want this show to hit millions, millions, millions of people. But more importantly, I want that right person, that one person that really need that extra push, that extra encouragement to listen in on the show and hopefully change the scope of their entire life. So with that said, whether you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, or iTunes and podcasts, they're the same. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, okay, I need you to subscribe. I need you to share this. I need you to like it. I need you to write a review. If you heard something that we talked about that you honestly loved and it helped you in some type of way or sparked something in you, leave that into the review section. I'm a regular podcast listener myself, so I know the first thing I do is I pull up a podcast, and sometimes, I'm not going to lie, I jump on to see how many reviews they have, who's reviewing them, what people are saying, because I want to make sure this is what I want to listen to. So again, in order for that to be the same for a new listener, it's going to take somebody like you. Yes, you listening right now. So hop on, subscribe. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. And let's continue to support each other. Let's get it.